It's time for the Rutherford Report on 101 ESPN.
Anything you folks want to know about the fascinating world of pro hockey, here we go.
Joining us right now is our Blues insider with The Athletic, Jeremy Rutherford, who you heard earlier today on BK and Ferrario filling in for Alex. And he joins us, Jeremy joins us right now via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Jeremy, sorry we were late to getting to you, but we were talking about food. You're okay with that, right?
Yeah, finally, I earned my insider title here, finally.
So the thing that we were discussing was is there anything that you would wait like hours for if it came to St. Louis food-wise?
Yeah, I've heard there are some of the options here. I love In-N-Out, been out to California, a lot of trips. They have a great, In-N-Out has a great house salad, a little heavy on the carrots.
Oh, please, JR.
Anthony, I was screaming at the radio because you're the one when I was in Chicago that told me to go to Portillo's, and I took you up on your advice, and that place was great. So that's a good spot. Wait for hours? Gosh, I don't know. Jack's Barbecue in Nashville is one of my favorites. I don't know if Riz's been there.
Yes, that's really good, too.
I think I actually have waited a couple hours in line for that place. I think Barry Trotz was about 10 people away. So that was good. Hey, the sushi in Vancouver is a lot better than it is at the local supermarkets, believe it or not. So that's worth waiting for. So a lot of good stuff on the road, but you guys have hit on some of the good ones.
I heard sushi in Seattle is incredible, too.
Unbelievable. And you know what? They goofed up, though. Up in Vancouver, the first couple of years we went there, we'd spend $80 a guy, $100 a guy on sushi. And then we found this little corner place that was all you can eat for $14. And
there you
go. Put them out of business.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're no longer in business. Thanks, JR. Speaking of business, though, the Blues took care of business on this three-game road trip against the Wild. Yeah, they handed one back in the final game, but... But, JR, we were talking about earlier in the show is what a perfect time for the Blues to find their game. I mean, most of it, but at the same time, find some wins against the Avalanche and then the Minnesota Wild, where these are teams that I think we were worried about.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, 2 weeks ago, it seems like it was just 2 weeks ago, really, really worried about this team. Just couldn't put anything together. They weren't getting any offense from their top guys. The power play was a disaster. But everything seems to be coming together. You look at what Ryan O'Reilly's done to lead this team, and then some of these other top guys putting the puck in the net. The power play went 9 straight games with a goal. It's given the team a lot of momentum, and they're winning games. And that's the biggest thing, Jamie, is you know, this time of year, approaching 7 games left in the regular season, you can play well and feel good about your game, but if you're not getting wins, you know, then something's wrong. So I feel like they're putting it together at the right time. And, yeah, they gave one back a couple nights ago, but they also took one a couple nights earlier. So playing some pretty good hockey right now.
All right, JR, for those that didn't get a chance to read your piece yet for The Athletic, you said it was a great road trip. Blues rightfully proud of results in Minnesota, but one big issue needs addressing. Though I highly encourage everybody to go and read JR's piece, kind of give us a little bit of a tease there.
Yeah, or if you're like Riv and you can't read, I'll just spell out the article here.
Come on. I told you that in confidence.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I feel like I was just attacked but don't realize it.
Yeah.
You weren't listening.
I'll explain but it later.
Yeah, just a situation. Again, it happens. You know, it's not just the Blues. It's a lot of teams in the league. Minnesota coughed up a 2-goal lead, 3-1, heading into the third period. So this happens. But you don't want it to happen, you know, once a week. And so I think the Blues just have to be careful. I mean, whether it's 2-1, 3-1, 4-1, you want to keep playing in good hockey. And I understand the game changes a little bit. You have to protect the lead somewhat. But in the article that you mentioned, Anthony, I tried to go back and watch all 3 third periods of these games and just find the difference between the Blues team on Wednesday that went into the third period and attacked and made plays and created, and the Blues team that coughed it up on Saturday, that just kind of, you know, went into the offensive zone, ho-hum, and whatever happened, and then it was back their way, and they were on their heels. And so you get into a first-round series against Vegas, and you're in game one, game two, in a situation like this, you cough up a 3-1 lead, you'll be scratching your head for the rest of the summer. So they need to figure out a way to play with those leads.
Yeah, JR, one of the guys who was missing last game, Vladimir Tarasenko, Looks like he'll be back in tonight for the Blues. I'm not sure if it's a game time decision, but I feel like Chief has kind of told us he'll be back tonight. For Vladimir Tarasenko, do we know what the injury was, and is he going to be able to come back right away and jump right back to where he was?
I don't have specifics on the injury. They just said lower body. He skated in Minnesota and then didn't play as far as today and his availability tonight. So he rotated with Sammy Blais in the line rushes, but then Vladdy stayed for the entire practice and went through the power play work too. And so it seems pretty obvious that he's going to play. Also, Chief had a little chat with Kyle Clifford at the end of the practice, patted him on the butt, and said that Clifford probably wouldn't play if Tarasenko came back. So I expect Tarasenko to be back in the lineup. Do you want to be a little careful? Yeah, there's 7 games left, and you do have extra bodies. But at the same time, Vladdy wants to stay in there and stay involved. And the Vladdy that we saw the last couple games before he left with the injury looked pretty good. So he probably wants to keep that going. So lower body injury, but it looks like he'll be in the lineup tonight.
And JR, and imagine that Vince Dunn will be with the Blues, maybe not tonight, but sometime this week?
Sometime this week, Anthony. He came out and skated today. That's the first time I've seen him on the ice in just a bit. And so I think Craig Berube said that they'll try to get him some contact tomorrow and then take it from there, but could see him later in the week.
JR, Torrey Krug, let's get a full update here. Torrey Krug missing again. I feel like we're asking you about this, but it feels like it's been all year that we have somebody new to ask you or somebody about when it comes to injuries for the Blues. Torrey Krug, I was a little shocked that, you know, he came up injured, and now that he's missed a couple games?
Yeah, won't play for the second straight game tonight. He was not on the ice today. The thing here is, though, Torrey Krug sat out some morning skates and I believe some practices in the last week or so, and they were just being careful with him. But then when he missed the last game, we asked Chief if that was related to those missed practices, and he said no. It seemed like it was a different injury is what the reporters, the media got out of that conversation. And so don't know that it's the same lingering thing that he's been dealing with. So that one's still a little bit undisclosed, but nonetheless, they'll miss him. But guys, I mean, if you would have told me at the beginning of the year that Jake Walman would be in there playing the way he is, Nico Mikkola, you know, I think after a lull middle of the season, I think he looks like he did early in the year, and then you potentially get Vince Dunn back. Yeah, you're going to miss Torrey Krug. I think he's played some of his best hockey of the year in the last couple weeks, but the Blues do have some depth on that left side, some young guys with inexperience but are playing really well. So you'd like to get Torrey Krug back before the playoffs, though.
Hey, JR, great work today here on 101 ESPN with not only us, but with BK as well earlier. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Thanks.